The warm spring and higher temperatures caused some early bud burst, and some people also had some frost issues, which hasn't helped with the yields. Overall, the season's been not too bad, other than a lack of rainfall, I guess.
And that rain that we've had in the last few days, what impact is that having on the season?
Overall, it's probably going to have quite a positive impact. There's a lot of our vineyards didn't actually have any water to carry them through to the end of the season. So I'd imagine there's probably a lot of people happy to see that rain. It may bring a little bit of disease with it, but I think overall it's been very positive.
So we're now edging towards the middle of January. When is it that you'll expect the harvest will get underway?
I'm anticipating sparkling base around the Avoca region. I think they're looking at the first week of February. Where we are, it's actually been quite early. We've already got red berries, which is 2 or 3 weeks the earliest we've ever seen them. But I think we may be a little bit of an exception. I think most people are tracking a little bit early, but sort of not that 2 or 3 weeks.
And are there any varieties that you feel have handled the conditions better than others?
Well, Shiraz and Cabernet, two of our sort of main varieties, they're pretty hardy anyway. We're not sort of big for Sauvignon Blanc and some of those white varieties, although we do have them and we do them very well, but not everyone has a lot of white. So overall, I think the varieties that we have in the Pyrenees are sort of well adapted to the climate.
There's been some concerns coming from growers that produce bulk wines up in the north about prices. Obviously, down in the Pyrenees, it's a bit more of a premium product that you're producing. What are you feeling on the price front for the wine that you'll be producing this year?
Yeah, look, the Pyrenees is made up of mostly family-owned wineries, so we don't have a lot of large company wineries. In fact, I don't think we really have any. So in general, the price is not really a great concern, other than if people are low on fruit of their own, they may look to buy some in. So in that regard, it's probably a positive for them. But overall, we don't actually sell a lot of fruit out of the Pyrenees other than a couple of larger vineyards.
So what will you need now in terms of, if in an ideal world, what would you get from the climate between now and when the harvest really starts to ramp up?
Well, so far the climate's been pretty good. Although the spring was warm, there's no excess or extreme heat. We have had a couple of days of 40, but apart from that, across the season, the climate's actually been pretty good. So if we could get warm, sunny weather from here on in without those 40-degree and howling north winds, I think most people would be pretty happy. I think most people have enough water to get them through now. So, you know, overall, the season's looking pretty good, although some yields are down a little bit. But in terms of quality, I think shaping up as being an absolutely fantastic year for quality.
And on the, you touched on before, given that the moisture they've had, people have got to keep their eye out for pests and disease. What in particular is it that you'd be concerned about?
Oh, look, cloudy and cool weather is conducive to powdery mildew. That's probably our biggest concern in this region. Some really wet years, we do get a little bit of downy, and the recent events with the humidity may cause primary infection periods of that. But overall, I think it'd be mostly powdery mildew, which people would be sort of out looking for and keeping an eye on.